festivals and friends, cookouts and camping. These are the things that make summer so sweet. Coming up at the end of Summer 17, the final weekend of August, it's the 12th annual Hog Jam, a family-friendly festival with a backyard barbecue feel, and this year benefiting the Dayton Food Bank. Good evening, I'm Elaine Deal. Hog Jam 12 festival organizer and entertainer Johnny Dredd is my guest this evening on Around Cincinnati. Johnny, thanks for checking in with WVXU.
Thanks for having me. How's Cincinnati doing?
Cincinnati's great. Now, where does this fine evening find you?
Probably planning for Hog Jam and trying to get all the last little details in order.
You're a career musician. You've been playing reggae music for over 25 years. But for this event, you're wearing a couple of hats, performer and festival organizer. What made you want to create this event all your own?
Well, I'll tell you, I've been working with my buddy Tony Herdman, and we've been doing this for about 12 years now. And we just saw a hole in the Dayton region that needed to be filled with great musicians and a good family event. Through all the festivals and shows that we've been to, we've kind of figured out, I think, the right equation to get it right and to make people happy. So we wanted to bring our experience to the table and create a good time for our friends and family.
Hog Jam 12 is set for the weekend before Labor Day, I believe. What are the exact dates of the event?
The exact dates are the 25th and 26th of August this year.
And the location, Johnny?
It's at the VFW campground in Franklin, Ohio. That's just south of Dayton and just north of Cincinnati. So it's a great middle ground.
It is a great place. Everywhere is a great place when there's music and barbecue. How is Hog Jam kind of unique among the many, many festivals one can attend across the course of a summer?
Well, I'll tell you, when we started Hog Jam out 12 years ago, it was really started as a backyard kind of barbecue and a singer, solo songwriter thing. My buddy Tony and I just kind of invited a bunch of friends over. And the difference, I think, is this festival is really focused on the fans. You know, it's not focused on anything else other than making sure that people have that family feel where you got to talk with the musicians and talk with your friends and really build relationships. It's kind of almost much more of a family reunion than it is a music festival.
And how did a pig roast become part of this major weekend music event?
Well, like I said, it started out at the backyard barbecue, and that's one thing that kind of brings everything together. That's one standard centerpiece that we wanted to keep as a tradition as we've been through the years with this.
When do you put the hog in the ground?
We actually have a company called Brick House Barbecue that we've been working with for the last couple of years. We're not going to do the traditional luau-style pig roast, but they will be smoking it over hickory. I believe they start that about Thursday night, prepping it and getting it ready, and it's usually ready by Saturday afternoon.
And your event has grown so much. Is one hog going to be enough this year?
We hope not. We've got more of them ready. But, you know, we've got so many other food vendors out there. And, of course, people can bring their own food to cook around their own campfires. But, yeah, if we need another pig, we'll get one. Hopefully, we'll need a couple.
Also, there's going to be a little bit of music at this event. A couple of the bands include Cincinnati's Dog Yop. They're hot as can be right now. Guitarist Scotty Brachter, the almighty Get Down. Noah Weatherspoon, the Daytones. Your band too, Johnny. Is there a theme to the artist you've chosen to book for Hog Jam?
Oh, no, man, not necessarily. You know, we try to be multifarious and really cater to all genres of music, from singer-songwriters to rock and roll to country to reggae, like my band, and blues and every other type of genre. We really want to cater to everybody. I guess the theme would be music that people enjoy and can dance to.
Now, your music is very positive, and your message is all about speaking truth to the foolishness in the world, to educate and unify. Is it important to you that the other bands kind of share this positive vision?
I would say, yeah. I wouldn't want to moderate anything that the other bands do, but I do know that we've spent a lot of time cultivating the inflections for the weekend, kind of making sure that we have bands out there that are universal with their attractiveness to the fans.
And this is all about music and fun, but there's also a charitable aspect to Hog Jam 12. The Dayton Food Bank stands to benefit. What items do you need for the food bank?
We've got a list up on our website. Generally speaking, non-perishable canned goods will definitely be accepted at the event. But they have a lot of other needs, too. Everything from toothpaste to travel shampoo and just all sorts of other stuff that you could donate, too.
Who benefits from these donations? Are they kept in the local community?
Yes, they are kept in the Dayton local community. One thing that we definitely wanted to do was make sure with everything that people have given us and helped us out as musicians and through the festival through the year, we definitely wanted to make sure and give back to our community that's given us so much.
And is cash accepted as well?
We don't accept cash for the donation, personally through Hog Jam, but we do have a link on the site that you can go click directly through and donate cash directly to the Dayton Food Bank.
Well, it sounds like a good fun for a good cause as well. What are some of the things you've got for the young'uns, for the kids coming to the event?
Oh, you know, we're going to have our own little arts and crafts table for the kids where they can make some masks and some colorings and some paintings and whatnot. We always go ahead and get a couple of those big air inflated jumpers. I believe this year we might set up a little bike trail, probably some hula hooping lessons. We've got a guy who makes gigantic bubbles, and we've even thought about putting in a frisbee golf course there on the event site.
Let's real quickly touch on the rules of the events. Are animals allowed?
No, we don't accept dogs at the event, unless, of course, they were service animals.
And the event happens at the end of August. Johnny, when do the campgrounds open?
We will be opening the gates Friday, August 25th at noon.
Do people come in campers or is it just tents?
We have plenty of tent camping. This year we also are lucky to have, I believe, 15 to 20 RV spots. And they sell out quick, so if you haven't gotten one, you should pick one up soon. We have RV electric camping, we have tent camping, and actually we're at the location, if people don't want to do any of that, we even have a hotel that is literally in the parking lot of the venue.
And are people allowed to bring in some food and drink?
Yes, food and drink, no glass bottles, but as much food and drink as you want to. We won't be selling any alcohol on the site, so it is okay to bring your own.
Single day tickets available?
Yes, we will have single day tickets available day of show at the ticket gate. They will not be available online. We will only be issuing the single day passes at the day of the show.
It's a celebration of friends, family, nature, music, charity, and if that's not enough, they'll be roasting a hog, maybe two. Hog Jam 12 happening August 25, 26, 27 at the Franklin, Ohio VFW Campground, and you can link to the event's website and their Facebook page through our website, WVXU.org. My guest has been Johnny Dredd, musician and festival organizer. What are you going to do at the event, Johnny? You got any special tunes planned?
I am going to make sure that everybody has a good time. You know, throwing these events and playing them is so much fun because I really get to hang out with the people and also hang out with the band. So I'm going to be doing a lot of hanging out and smiling and having a good time.
Well, here's to great weather and a beautiful weekend in Franklin. It's Hog Jam 12. Johnny Dredd, thank you for visiting WVXU.
Thank you so much.
For Around Cincinnati, I'm Elaine Deal.